we talked earlier about the unemployment rate and how complicated that number really is. There are a few phrases you hear all the time when we're getting unemployment numbers, things like job growth figures and discouraged workers. Another you hear, seasonally adjusted. That means the number has been adjusted for annual events that cause major swings in the labor force at the same time every year, like May and June, when tens of thousands of students graduate from college and start to look for work.
We were told a narrative our entire lives that if we did well in school and attended college, that, you know, there'd be good middle class jobs waiting for us. And with stagnant wages, climbing tuitions, and, you know, ever tightening federal money, like, we really felt compelled. There's no choice but to take loans. And then those jobs weren't there.
That's Takeaway listener Chris Galloway. He graduated from Stony Brook University in 2008. 4 years later, is the picture any better for young grads? And it's something that we're talking to you about today as well. We want to get your advice for young students, young people just leaving college, entering the job market. If you've got advice for them, call us at 8778-MYTAKE. Also joining the conversation, Aaron Smith, co-founder and executive director of Young Invincibles. It's a nonprofit group behind the Campaign for Young America. And Aaron, I understand you're now on the last stop of a 21-state bus tour. What have you been doing on your bus tour?
That's right. We have been going around to 21 different states, having over 100 roundtables with young adults, both in school and out of school, basically talking to them about the economy and about how the opportunities that are available for them in terms of education and healthcare and starting a business and finding a job, and really both listening to them and hearing some of their ideas for how we can improve things, make things better, and also mobilizing folks in our generation to have more of a voice on issues like jobs and the economy.
Also with us is reporter Stephen Greenhouse, who covers labor and workplace for our partner, the New York Times. And Stephen, the picture is relatively bleak for these young graduates that Aaron's been talking to.
Yes, it's really a difficult time now for college grads. The unemployment rate is about 9.5%, which is really the highest it's ever been since the Labor Department kept tabs on this. And for young Americans aged 20 to 24, the unemployment rate is 13.2%, which is significantly higher than the overall rate. And I wrote a story for Sunday's New York Times saying that, you know, for so many young people are having, including college grads, are having a hard time finding a job, that many are reluctantly taking unpaid internships to get their foot in the door at a place where they might work. And after people spend more than $100,000 going to college, run up large debts, the last thing many of them want to do is be working for free. But because there aren't paying jobs for many of them, they are taking these internships.
So Aaron Smith with Young Invincibles, how informed are the young grads? How aware are they of this kind of gloomy employment picture?
I mean, they're very aware. We talk both to recent grads and to students who are going to be graduating soon, and they know full well that that things are tough out there. What's interesting is we actually find quite a bit of hope and optimism despite some of those challenges. We hear from more and more young people who want to start businesses. We hear from young people who are willing to work two jobs, take on debt, and go back to school because they think, you know, getting that extra education will actually pay off in terms of economic opportunity. But at the same time, we're also finding that there are many ways in which we can actually make it easier for this generation to succeed, and we're not doing that right now.
All right, so let's talk about how we can make it easier. I mean, one thing that I read, Stephen Greenhouse of the New York Times, is that, in fact, sometimes the higher rate of unemployment for young people is because they often change jobs so much, they're more likely to switch jobs, and that usually involves a period of unemployment when they're shifting in and out. Are there kind of lights at the end of the tunnel? Are there areas of our labor market in which it might be a little easier for young people to find work?
Yes, there are. So there's 13% unemployment for young people. You know, 87% have jobs. So there is, you know, hope for a lot of people. And a lot of people, you know, might say, I'm sick of this job. I want to find another job. And, you know, there are a lot of job openings in engineering. There are a lot of job openings in teaching. At the same time, you know, some engineering companies are laying off people. Some school districts are laying off people. But there are, you know, are lots of opportunities. There are constant opportunities in retailing. They're not the highest paying jobs, but There are opportunities, but as Aaron was saying, you know, the big problem is there aren't enough jobs for everyone. There aren't enough good jobs for everyone. And Aaron and Aaron's group and other groups are pushing for more training for young people. I know there are a lot of high-level manufacturing jobs that are looking for workers nowadays, you know, but a lot of young people don't have the skills for these more demanding manufacturing jobs, and there's an effort to kind of increase their skills and then match these higher skilled workers with the manufacturers who are looking for them. You know, similarly, some engineering companies are saying, some, you know, high-tech companies are saying, we can't find the engineers we need in the United States, and they're, you know, pushing hard to bring in more engineers from India and elsewhere. And, you know, we really need to make sure that more young Americans are being trained to become engineers. I joke sometimes that, you know, half the young American males I meet want to go into sports management. And it would be good if some of them, you know, concentrated in other fields where there are more job openings.
And Aaron, that's Stephen Greenhouse, who covers labor for our partner, The New York Times. Aaron Smith is co-founder and executive director of Young Invincibles, a nonprofit. Aaron, are young people feeling, getting the sense once they begin to apply that they've got perhaps gotten their training in the wrong areas? I was just in Detroit. I saw billboards along the highway saying, we're desperately seeking engineers. We're hiring. Come apply. Have people gotten their degrees in maybe the wrong fields?
Well, first let me say it starts with education. I mean, the unemployment rate, if you just have a high school degree, for young people is about 3 times higher than it is for college graduates. But we can do a much better job, I agree, of connecting the education that we're getting in both four-year schools and community colleges to the workforce. And there are some programs that are actually training young people for those types of in-demand fields. We need to invest in those kind of programs. But it's critical that we're also investing in colleges as we know it, because higher education still is that path. And right now we're slashing our investment in our public universities. People are taking on more debt than ever before. We're actually, as part of our last day here in D.C., loading up the bus in a little while to go to the Capitol to do a lobby day, essentially, around student debt and this issue about student loan interest rates doubling.
Because they're debating it today. Aaron Smith, co-founder, executive director of Young Invincibles, a nonprofit group, and Stephen Greenhouse covers labor for The New York Times. If you have advice for college grads, we want to hear it at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.